Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man, let's get to the road to repeat, which is brought to us by our friends over at
Lower that music there, probably.
Celsius. Yeah! Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
Cosmic
you
vibes.
Can't go wrong with a cosmic vibe or galaxy vibe.
You cannot. You cannot. The Panthers lose on Saturday afternoon in overtime. Crazy ass game. The Panthers, they pull Bob, 2 minutes left, down a goal, and who is able to chip it in with 1.8 left, floats it over Swayman in the craziest goal you see. Because let me tell you something. We got Swayman this past first Saturday. That dude was stopping everything. So it took basically a moon puck to get over his shoulder to tie things with just under 2 left. But he did it.
Barkov, can he win his 15th faceoff of the game? He does. Right to Tkachuk. Here on the near side. Tkachuk, bottom of the circle. Looking for a lane. Far side. A shot. And Reinhart denied there by Swayman. Kept alive. Barkov to Schmidt at the line. Looks to Reinhart. Clean out front. Batted at. And Swayman to save the rebound. They score! They score! They've tied the game! Out in front of with Sam Reinhart. The Panthers have tied the game at 3.
Oh. Wow.
A lot of action there.
Hey.
It took 3 attempts.
Dude, it was crazy. I think it was Pasu who hit a net, like nearly got the empty netter. Mm. It hit the post, bangs out. So they get one more crack at it, and it goes to OT. Unfortunately, Sam Bennett goes old chicken wing, high stick. I'm like, oh, dude. So the Panthers
are three.
A little 4-on-3 action, Leroy.
Oh, my goodness. The ice looks empty, doesn't it?
And Pasta shoots it. Rhino had his stick out. Deflects off of Rhino's stick over Bobrovsky for the loss.
Reinhart under some pressure. He's got control of the puck. Looks to fling it up the boards into traffic. Now recovers. Kept in by Lorai as Reinhart tried to clear. Lorai with 10 seconds to go in overtime. Lindholm. Lorai at the line. 5 seconds. Lorai. Pasternak puts it down toward the net. Deflected. They score. Pasternak was trying to pass. That one took a wild deflection out front. And the Bruins have won it in overtime by a 4-3 final score.
Knuckle puck right over Bob. Bob didn't see it. He, first of all, was shielded. And the second of all, it came from friendly fire. He's just like, what just happened? The goalie's just like completely clueless. They're like, wait, what just happened? What happened? Anyway, good for you, Boston. You finally beat the Panthers. But we still got a point that we had no business getting.
Yeah!
Swayman, we put like 100 shots on him.
Sometimes he Swayman's.
He did. He swaymed us. Good for the Bruins. They got rid of that Montgomery. They're finally able to beat the Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was,
not a true.
And plus Rhino and Benny, what are you guys doing in overtime? Anyway, here's Paul Maurice after the game. This is what the head coach had to say on the Cats.
Well, I don't know the end result, except we came out to play a certain way, and I think we did that really start to finish. I mean, we had the chances in the third, the flurry there, the breakaways, that's a function of us opening up the game, but we didn't do it anywhere else. And it was good. We played well. I mean, I don't know, we're over 100 in the shot attempts, so we'll always try to find something we want to get a little better at. Maybe just our net front positioning, and we'll see if we can create a few more rebounds or sticks to, you know, get a stick on a puck. It's not a loose game where you had, I don't know, you know, 48 chances. We had a bunch, though, and we were pretty diligent on what we gave up. Our speed was good coming off. You know, even though it's two, it's still a bit of a flight home. But I we were not flat. We were good tonight.
Panthers will be back at it tonight, Leroy. 7 o'clock against the Flyers on the road.
You know what? He is the only person, and that is the only sport where you can give a post-game interview like that and go, yeah, man, that was just hockey. That's just as long as you keep your energy. Like, it's the only sport you can do that in.
It was hockey, dude. It was right. It was a straight hockey, and Dennis is already repealing Bennett's extension. Don't do that to Benny yet. I understand, but you know.
Listen, I mean, 4-on-3.
It was basically almost 4-on-2 because Reinhardt forgot what team he was on for a second. He's giving the puck up to the Bruins and then deflecting in for Pasta. Like, Jesus. But how can I get mad at you? You won us a Stanley Cup. How can I get mad at you, Rhino? Come here.
Oh, no, you'll find a way.
Come here. Let me
you,
get,
you
get over.
You are the wishiest, washiest.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's
oh,
not fair.
My goodness.
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Nope, that's okay. Not true. I don't sign up for that.
Okay.
7 o'clock is your puck drop tonight from Philly. And of course you could hear that on 790 the Cat.
Edmonton to Philly? Isn't Edmonton on the west side?
Hmm?
Or is it up north?
Where do you have them in Edmonton, dude? They haven't been in Edmonton for like weeks.
No, where did they play last night?
They were home. Against the Bruins.
What? Why am I thinking they were in Edmonton?
The other boss.
And I know Swayman's the Boston goalie too.
Yeah. Edmonton's got that Skinner. His hair. Anyway, back at it tonight. Cats will try and bounce back. We'll take a break. Out with Tua. Redemption? Back after this.